Good afternoon. My name is Josh Mayfield. I'm the Southeast Regional Agronomist for Bayer. Today I'm going to introduce two brand new Stoneville Glytol Liberty Bogard 2 varieties we've recently introduced. These two, along with what we introduced last year through Fibromax 1944 GLB2, are kind of the new standard. They're the first in the industry, a dual stack herbicide traded cotton varieties, and I feel like these two we're going to talk about are going to add a lot to that portfolio across east and west, across that cotton belt. I give growers a lot of choices to fit different management styles and different growing conditions. Looking at Stoneville 4946 GLB2, this was tested in 2012 as BX1346 GLB2. It is an early to medium maturity variety. It has a normal semi-smooth leaf with a moderate plant height, which means it is relatively easy. It is not very is very responsive to stance or other growth regulators. One thing we're going to talk about in a minute that's exciting is a level of root knot nematode tolerance that this brings additionally to the market. Exceptional yield potential, very good seedling vigor, good fiber quality, and again, this variety is more or less adapted across the cotton belt west to east. Looking at the phenotypic data, we're using the same checks in all of these charts. We've got the new introduced variety compared to Fibromax 1944 GLB2, Stoneville 5445 LLB2, and Stoneville 4145 LLB2. Just to speak a little bit to how we rate vigor as a company, we do it on a scale of 1 to 9, 1 being it just not going to come up out of the ground, a 9 being it comes out of the ground screaming and ready to go. Anything I consider anything from about a 6 to a 9 is good vigor. You see here Stoneville 4946 along with Stoneville 4146, which is known for having very good seedling vigor. A node to first fruiting branch is going to be around 6. Your final height there, you can see 4946 does not finish off the season with the same height as the Stoneville 4145 or Fibromax 1944 GLB2. It is going to be very responsive to stance and an easy to manage variety. There's no significant difference in our evaluations with percent open or maturity, but you can clearly see that Stoneville 4946 GLB2 is going to be slightly earlier than a 1944 and more on par with Stoneville 4145 LLB2. Storm tolerance is a little bit different. I've been with the company for 4 years, and we've seen some Stoneville materials, and that which is currently on the market is a little bit more loose in the burr. This is not. This is 4946 is bowl tight, is more similar to Fibromax 1944 GLB2, has very good storm tolerance. So whether it's wind or rain or whatever, it's not going to dump a lot on the ground, and it'll be there when the picker's ready for it. Looking at root knot nematode data, this is one thing we're very excited about. We've evaluated this in Texas, and we've evaluated this in Georgia. If you look at Fibromax 2011 GT, which is known for having genetics to enhance root knot nematode tolerance, you see there Stoneville 4946 GLB2, there's no significant difference in both of their ability to reduce root knot nematode egg or juvenile reproduction. The other thing that was exciting was when we trialed this in Georgia this year, we found very similar results. Dr. Bob Kimmerich in Tifton, Georgia, looked at this, and you can see compared to Phytogen 367WRF, Stoneville 4288, which is sort of our standard for root knot nematode tolerance. This new variety, 4946 GLB2, has had a very good ability to reduce the amount of juveniles that have been counted in the soil and on the roots at the end of the season. And all of you realize in a post-timic world that this is important. Genetic tolerance or genetic resistance is a tool that growers are looking for to put on their farm to manage their root knot nematode problems. Looking at performance across the east, we have a data set here with 52 locations. We've compared 4946 GLB2 against our two Stoneville LibertyLink Bogard 2 varieties. We've gotten better performance our flagship GLB2 variety, Fibromax 1944. 4946 finished the year significantly higher, over 30 pounds yield advantage. Looking at the fiber, the turnout is high. We like that. None of these four varieties in 2012 gave us a problem with high mics. You see the Micronair is good on this variety, and link strength and uniformity is also very good. This is going to be a new variety, high yield potential, and good fiber quality. Looking in Texas, the rolling plains is on the left, the high plains is on the right. All of the blue bars are Fibromax checks, but what I really want to hone in on is Stoneville 4946's performance compared to Stoneville 5458 in the high plains. You can see in the rolling plains, the yields are not significantly different, but in the high plains you get a very significant difference in favor of Stoneville 4946. And looking at fiber quality again, you get, if you just look at the top two rows comparing the two Stonevilles, you have slightly higher turnout with Stoneville 4946. You've got a little bit lower mic, and all of your other quality parameters, your length, your strength, and your uniformity, were all significantly higher for Stoneville 4946 compared to Stoneville 5458. So in summary, this variety has performed very well across the belt, but in particularly in the Mid-South, the Mid-Atlantic, and in Texas. It was a significantly highest yielder, a belt-wide compared to our current Fibromax 1944 as well as our Stoneville LLB2s. Our root knot nematode data is very positive, and going forward next year, we feel like this is going to be a great tool. Couple this with the yield potential put on growers' fields that need that help with root knot nematodes. The maturity is similar to a Stoneville 4145 LLB2 and slightly earlier than Fibromax 1944 and Stoneville 5445. The storm tolerance is also better than the other two Stoneville LLB2s that we have on the market, and we feel like that's going to be a great advantage. Looking now at Stoneville 6448. This is a variety that's going to have a little bit more localized, a little bit better regional fit. This is a full season maturity variety. It has a smooth leaf, a very tall, vigorous plant growth habit, outstanding yield potential, good vigor, good fiber quality. This variety specifically, what I'm excited about it is it is going to fit more in those southern latitudes, the South Delta, the Southeast. Parts of South Carolina is where we're targeting this variety to go. And it is well adapted for both that high input acre, what we consider that irrigated acre, and the lower input acre, which tends to be that dry land acre. Looking at phenotypic data again, the early season vigor on this variety is very good. It fruits where most Stonevilles typically do, around that node 5-6 area. What I really want to point out here is if you look at where it finishes up the season, the plant height and the final node, we feel like for that southeastern market and that parts of that South Delta and South Carolina market that's the advantage. You know, a taller plant puts on a little bit more nodes is going to give you that top crop that you need. Looking at maturity, again, percent open, a Stoneville 6448 GLB2, was significantly later than all the other checks that we used. If you look at the column just to the left of that note above crack bowl, that's a parameter we begin to use to just kind of add a little bit more vocabulary to how we describe maturity. And you can see that when we did most of our maturity ratings at anywhere from 30 to 50% open, that there were more nodes above crack bowl for Stoneville 6448 than our other checks. Looking at performance data, we're going to hone in on the southeast. You can see that Stoneville 6448 GLB2 is outperforming our current Stoneville LLB2s. That's a very positive thing as we begin to transition into this dual herbicide technology. You also see that it has the same high yield potential as the Fibromax 1944 GLB2. So the question is, well, how are they different? Aside from maturity, aside from growth habit, we believe that Stoneville 6448 is really going to help open the door for us and give us more opportunities on these yield environments where you need that full season variety. your dry land acre, your lower yield environment acre. That's going to be where this variety in 1944 kind of serve a dual function. They begin to be two tools that growers can put in their toolbox and take on their farm and find the right varieties for those fields. Just looking at fiber quality, again, 6448 has got a high lint percent. Micronair is not a problem. Length, this is something to talk about. In some locations, we're approaching a 40 staple. For a Stoneville variety, this is an incredible fiber length. And your other quality parameters, of course, strength and uniformity, are good. So just in summary, Stoneville 6448 performs significantly better than both Stoneville 5445 and Stoneville 4145 in the southeast. Was equal in performance to FiberMax 1944 GLB2, but again, both of those varieties, these GLB2s, they're going to respond different. They respond very different to the same management. So we believe that they go on different acres. They fit different needs within a grower's farm. Final plant height and final nodes were significantly greater than all checks across the east, as well as the maturity and node above crack bowl were later than all the checks that we used. A significantly better fiber length than any Stoneville that we currently have on the market. And this is, as I've stated, this is our first full season Glytol Liberty Bolgar 2 variety in a Stoneville brand. Thank you.